Okay, welcome back. We had our hiatus a little bit from the Kachem Chabura. We have to slowly build up again, get momentum going. And we're on next Wednesday night, by the way. We are on next Wednesday night. And the topic I want to talk about is the Korban Ola. We never spoke about the Korban Ola. And I want to just point out a few ha'aris about the Korban Ola that I think are unique to this Korban. And that's it. Let's take a look what we have to find to get an understanding of how the Korban Ola works. My first goal, really, of the Kachem Chabura is that so we can read the Korbanos in the morning, in the davening, and it mean a little bit more to us. That's one basic goal of the Kachem Chabura. Not the main goal, but just a basic goal of the Kachem Chabura. So if you turn on the packets, I want to start, first of all, with a basic Yalkut Shimoni on the back. It's there in the last page, page 9. It's a fantastic Yalkut Shimoni. There's some great... Everyone saves the Yalkut Shimoni for Nach, but there is some great Yalkut Shimoni on, what's it called? On whatchamacallit? On the Torah itself. And this Yalkut Shimoni is on the beginning of Vayikra. And it's talking about, really, Moshe's career. Moshe wanted... He didn't want it. He's one of the few leaders who just did not want this life. He wanted to live a pashut, simple, spiritual life. He didn't want this life of a leadership position. And the whole way through, as everything keeps happening, Moshe keeps turning it down. And that's not just the first time Moshe turns it down. It's that Moshe keeps going on with the Asiruv every single time a new mission comes on. God has to keep calling him, keep charging him to do it, to keep going. And once Moshe thinks he's finally done, near really the end of his life, God has another mission for him, and that's the end of the Yalkut Shimoni, and tells him, now I want you to get up, Moshe, and I want you to teach Taharas, and I want you to teach Kodshim. I want you to teach the basics of the Korbanos. I want you to teach the people what's going on. And that's why you look at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Vayikra is one of Moshe's last jobs, actually. It's Moshe's job of Vayikra el Moshe, Vayedaber Hashem elav el lemor, Daber el b'nei Yisrael. That's your job now. Master Baruch Chaim's here. Va'amarta elehem. Odom ki yakriv mikem korban la'Hashem. A person who brings a korban to Hashem, this is what they should do. Now, you would think it's getting into the topic of korbanos. You would think, therefore, since we're in the topic of korbanos, say these are the korbanos that one has to bring. Or go through the list. And if I asked you what's the most basic korban you could think of, I don't know. I would say a korban chatas to atone for a sin offering, maybe a shlamim you would guess on the list. But that's not where the Torah starts.
Ola is the first korban that was ever brought.
Oh, im ola korbanu min habakar. It starts with a korban ola. Why? Why are you suggesting?
It's the most basic.
What makes it the most basic?
Even before Matan Torah. Right.
Because Ola's its existence, you want to say ahead of time. Okay? Because of its existence ahead of time. So right away, Sefer Vayikra begins when it says, Moshe, this is your real last mission. And teach the people about, one of your last missions, teach the people about Kachim. And which part of Kachim? The Korban Ola is where he starts, and it says all the rules, Zachar Tamim, and Yakrivena Pesel Moed, Yakri Litzono Lifnei Hashem. You should bring it, Lirtzono Lifnei Hashem. V'samach Yodo Al Rosh Ha'Ola. V'nirtzo, you put your hand on top of the Ola. V'nirtzo be appeased lo, L'chaper Alav. For atonement. Okay? You have this again in Parshas Tzav. Does a whole big beginning on the Ola. Why? Mistama Vayikra. One is on the Bailim, one is on the Kohanim, one is on the who's going for. It's different Parshas, but again, the same Korban, this Korban Ola, it gets right into. So now, as Tuvia pointed out, it's the Korban of choice pre-Matan Torah. You'll find many references throughout Chazal that the Mizbeach is called, in Torah, called the Mizbeach HaOla. Right. It's called the Mizbeach HaOla. And the Tamidin, the Korban Tamidin, which bracket the entire day, by the way, which bracket the whole day, are really, you know what they are? They're subdivisions of which Korban? The Korban Tamid is really a Korban Ola. It's an Ola's Tamid. It's really a Korban Ola. So the Korbanos, which bracket the entire day in the Beis HaMikdash, were essentially a korban ola. And the only exception, by the way, what's the only exception when the korban tamid doesn't bracket the day? What's the only exception to Pesach. The rule? Pesach, the korban Pesach. That shows you, by the way, a little bit of what we talked about before Pesach, that a korban Pesach is more a safer shmos korban than a classic vayikra kochim korban. It's a little different. It's a little different. It has its own separate dinim. As we saw, is there a mitzvah of achila by korban Pesach? It's a whole separate world and shouldn't be confused with what we're learning. Shouldn't be confused too much. So what is it about the korban ola that makes it so central? Why is this the... It seems like almost the prototype korban. Why is this the prototype korban and what is it brought for? What in the world is it brought for? So I first want to share with you what the Rishonim say about what the Rishonim say about this korban. Okay, I want to show you what the Rishonim say about this korban. Rashi, which I have in the packet, I believe is quoting from a Torah's Kohanim. You see Rashi over there on page, it says page 2 at the top. Yeah, the two Rashis there. It's all one continuous Rashi. So it says here, Ha'ola v'nirtzelo. You see Rashi v'nirtzelo? V'nirtzelo. Al-mahu meratze. What is it a piece for, this korban? What is it atone for? What is it a piece for? So, im tomar al krisas umisas based in, if it's for things that you deserve, kris kares, excision, or death penalty, or misa bidei shemayim, or death in shemayim, o malkus, or lashes, hare onshan amar. We already know what the punishment for those are. If it's something you deserve lashes for, you get lashes. If it's kares, you get kares. This can't be what the korban's for. Ha eina maratza ella al ase va'al lav shenita kla'ase. You know what an ola's for? An ola is for a positive commandment. Let's say, for example, I ate bread, but I didn't bench. I didn't put on tefillin. I was mevatel in ase. I didn't do an avera. It's not called a maisa avera. But I was mevatel in ase. I didn't do the positive mitzvah that came my way, that was incumbent upon me. So that is going to be a... Enim ratzeh. And what's a lav shenita klase? A negative commandment attached to a positive. For example, if I steal, so I have a mitzvah of heishiv et gzela. I return the gzela, fine, I return the gzela, but I still have to be mechaper for the stealing that I did. So that's a lav shenita klase. Those are the two things that an ola comes for, according to Rashi. Rashi tells you it's coming for positive things. You're skipping out, you chintzed out on the asay. And on the lav shenita klaase, on the lav shenita klaase, that's where the korban ola comes for. Okay, just as a point of reference, what does the chatas come for? Remember what chatas comes for? An accidental sin, an accidental kari sin.
Would be kares.
By shogeg, by accidental, major accidental sins, you have an ola. That's where the chatas comes from. So if you ask the trivia question, what's the korban ola brought for? I don't think. I would say 99 out of 100 Orthodox people have no clue what a korban ola comes for. Safe to say?
Yeah.
What does korban ola come for?
There's another opinion that's machshava, right?
Oh, hirhurei avera. Excellent. Ooh, you're the one out of 100. So we're going to get to that. But basically, if you ask 99 out of 100 people, what does it come for? They wouldn't know this Rashi. It's just a Rashi and a Kumish. Korban ola comes for mevatling an asay, a positive mitzvah. Okay? That's shitas Rashi.
In what sense is the tamid an ola?
What? Same classification and rules. You're right, as far as what... it's one of the variations of it. Maybe Ritzoy. Meratza. Tayyim Meratza Hashem. Nirtza. You're right, good. Okay. Let's see the Ramban. This is a important Ramban I have there in the packet. And the Ramban says as follows. Benirtze lo lachaper alav. Let's see where it is. I have a fancy one to look at it clearer, but Benirtzelo v'chaper alav. If you look at this small font, it's there, right column. Not the top, because that's the Samach Yado. Okay. It's, I see it here. It's Almahu Meratzelo. It's page 3. You see it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down from the Ramban. Almahu Meratzelo. You see that?
Yeah.
That's the Ramban. This is a great Ramban. Okay, here he goes.
Talking about the Oila.
Talking about the Oila. Al mahu maratzalo. What is it maratza for? He's starting with the same. This is a quote from Rashi. Im tomar al krisas u'misas beistin. If you want to say it's chiyuve karis and misas beistin or misa b'dei shemayim u'malkos harayon shenomor. Ha'ena maratza. Ela al ase va'al lav shenita glasi. You know what it comes for? He's quoting Rashi. It comes for being mavatal and ase. You didn't bench after you ate with bread, or you didn't put on tefillin for a day. That's or lav shenita glasi. You stole, returned it, but you didn't do kapar yet on the stealing. That's Loshen Raisa. Where does Rashi get it from? Loshen Rashi. Braisa hi betoris kohanim. Now here comes the Ramban's voice. Va'anitama. V'chi heichan onshin emor. Where is their punishment said? Rashi and the Toris Kohanim took it as a given. Oh, if you think it's the Krisus or the Mises based in, their punishment's already said. Ki a korban. Why not suggest, though, the korbanos b'shogegin hei maratzin? Just like by a chatas. When do you do a chatas? A chatas comes by an accidental chorus. So maybe just say the Ola comes by an accidental Misi B'dei Shemayim. Or some other Avera by accident. That the Torah doesn't tell you what happens with those. Maybe it's for that. Misas Beistin or Misi B'dei Shemayim that you did by accident. Something which normally would have gotten you Misi B'dei Shemayim that you did by accident. Maybe that's where the Ola should come for. Much bigger than these random positive mitzvahs that you just didn't do. See, so he says, Kiyor Ba'emaratzin, V'nucha Lomar. Shechapru al chayve misa b'dei shemayim shogim, b'al chayve malkus. Let it say it goes to the chayv misa by accident, or by the chayv malkus by accident, or chayv misa's based in shogigin. But osin she'ein chayv l'alcha in the things where a chatas doesn't fall in the category, kugon make avi v'imo makalel. Just like a chatas will forgive for a chiyuv karis by accident. The Ola should take care of the misa b'dei shemayim by accident, or the malkus by accident. Why didn't Rashi Toras Kohanim suggest that? Right? What's going on in the Ramah? I'll analyze the Ramah afterwards. There's a grape shot here in the Ramah. I'll give it right afterwards. V'ulai ba'avur sheper ha-shakosu b'chayv misis beis no chayv ha-on shem meza b'shogeg. Perish b'chayv ha-misi b'dei shemayim on shem meza l'misa. U'b'chayv ha-lavin l'malkus v'lo perish b'm shum onish b'shogeg. Maybe because the Torah never mentioned a case of doing a chiyuv misis based in by accident. Or a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim by accident. The Torah never gives you an example of those by accident. What you have to do. Nira lahem l'chachamim shekol ha'onesh shebehem pirsho akasev ki lama yifarish onshim shalei b'mezid shogi v'yifarish onesh acherim b'mezid v'lo yifarish osu b'shogeg. Why would we have to guess what the korban has to be? Why would the Torah do that to us? For us to have to figure out what the korban should be for a misi b'dei shemayim by accident, chiyuv karis by accident, we know is chatas because the Torah says that's not the case. The Torah would want us to figure out that the other ones are ola. It's like a right, an LSAT question where you have half and you got to figure out the rest. That's what we're supposed to be doing over here. That's not our job. So he says v'lekach roy she'ein b'chayv misi b'dei shemayim malkus ela on shorosh b'mezid. Rather, what you see is, and this is a chiddush. No one thinks about this. It's not on our radar. What you see is that if you do something which deserves a chiyuv b'dei shemayim, you do it by accident, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing shebe nothing. So too chiyuve malkus. Anything which deserves lashes, if you do it by accident, nothing. Ela onchim afur b'mezid, ava shogek ein aleim shum nesias chet. There's no bearing of sin there. The ein srichin ritzoy klal. You don't need any ritzoy at all. That's pshat in Rashi and the Toras Kohanim of kvar onshin amor. Shekol ha'onesh sherotz lahatilem kvar amru akosav. Avala ase va'al lav shenita klase hameizidim, which were on purpose. By the way, if someone asks you a trivia question, ola and chatas, do they come for actions done on purpose or by accident? The answer to the trivia question is, chatas is for sins that are done by accident. Ola is for things that are done on purpose. Okay? That's another subtle thing that most people just don't realize about the korbanos. You know how many parshios we've read that have an ola in there and it hasn't done? I'm just imposing on my own mind, but I happen to believe, right? Most of us here just did not think about it. What in the world is the ola for? We read all these parshios, ola, totally consumed. They would bring the ola. Who brings the ola for what? You know it's brought for on purpose while a chatas is brought for accident? It's a simple distinction. It's Rashi's making it, and he says shelo hiskir b'shum onish v'i efshar shalosh b'mezari ratze ba'ola im yabenidos nasha. Okay.
Now wait, when you say on purpose, what do you mean?
that I did not put on tefillin today willingly.
Okay, but you're talking about only positive commandments.
Well, you know what? Make it simple. And he's got that other category of the stealing, giving back, and the not. But let's keep it just by positives. Yeah. Of all the positives, right? All the positive, 248, all the positive options, you did what's called? You just weren't interested. And you feel bad the next day. That's an olah. Now.
But what about on the chatas? Is that also positive commandments if you did it on accident? Or only negative commandments?
There is just anything you would have been... Well, no, no. You have positive too. Because anything you have chayiv kares for, where you're cut off for, there's a positive example of that. Right, the matzah. Not eating the korban pesach. Not eating korban. So you're right. It's both. But it's mainly negative.
Why don't you do all the off pays? You say,
I'm Ola. Oh, now we're getting good. Okay, by the Al-Khayt, Al-Khatoim, Shilachayim Ola. They wouldn't have an Ola for. Meaning that we skipped out on positive mitzvahs. That's the line. The sin of skipping out on positive mitzvahs. That's what you should have in mind. Now, when you get to that, Yom Kippur Davening, you know what to have in mind. What do you think during these Kurbanas? This is another reason you need Kachim. We read to these Yom Kippur Davening. We have no clue what we're doing Al-Khayt by the animals for.
Do whatever it says in the bottom.
The footnote tells you on examples such as slandering a friend who was, yeah. That's what we were learning. Now we know. We could be in the know now. By the way, I mean, I've since this seen a safer that I think was just wrong. I mean, we could finally say now we have a little more knowledge.
That's what I was thinking. I think some of those commentaries are wrong.
They might be wrong. Now, they're written by people who might not have been to a Kachim Kibur.
They list like things that you have to bring all for. I don't remember that ever being in
Take a look. Take a look. Bring it in if you have it.
Isn't it like Shav or something?
Shvu Shav, Shvu Bito, Shvu Shav. Wait, there's other. Listen, there's other olas. That's for sure. There's other olas when you're bringing olas for Iyah. There's other olas here that we're not talking about. This is the basic form of an ola. This is a basic form of an ola, which he says Rashi's pshat, which he's adopting, is only by positives and lava nita lase. So now, Ramban. If you read Ramban's, are so good. There's so much in there. And look what he does. This is a key word. And whenever you see this word in the Ramban, you know you're stepping on a lumdish Ramban. He says the words, Vayitachen Lomar. And it's possible to say, Vayitachen Lomar, meaning Ramban is changing course from before. Ayitachen Lomar means, it's possible though to say, meaning I agree with what I said before, but maybe... And I'll give you what I think he's saying here. Maybe because by korbanos nedava, korbanos which you volunteer to give, since it doesn't have the formulation to atone on the mistakes which you mistook, kasher bekorbanos hachet, just like the korbanos hachet, and instead it says v'nirtze, hayu l'raboseinu b'mashmo tazeh shiachaper al mezidim shenu etzun afanav. The from that the rabbis understood that it was just by intent. Because someone who sins by accident, this is a key line, even though you sin by accident, you're still considered a rotzoi la Hashem. You're still considered someone who is rotzoi to Hashem. Im kein, if that's the case, ef shar lo lechaper al mezidim, zulasi al ase va lota se shni al shalinskar bem onesh. He says the word, what's the word here used by Ola? Lirtsono. You're trying to achieve ritzoi. Not kapara. This is not kapara. Atonement, when I do a maisa avera wrong, I need kapara. This is not atonement. This is ritzoi. It's another category called ritzoi. And here we get to what you had said. Vereiti ba'agada v'yikurab atani reb shim and yochai. Eina Ola ba ela al hir hurei avera halev. Another thing that the Ola comes for is for hirhure averas halev, impure thoughts in your heart, impure thoughts that you had. Amar Rav Levi mikra molehu va'ola Rav Chamei. That's the source for Chaim be'iyav Amar va'ala olas mispar kulam. Avin loshen nirtzelo yachzer ela shem hanichbar aniskar shiatratzelo v'korban azel achaperlov, but meloshen u'ma yisratzel donav. Okay, so let's put this away. Let's analyze the Ramban. There's a beautiful Ramban. I'll tell you why. There's a total transition going on in this Ramban. A shift. A shift in this Ramban. Is the Ola like the Chatas or is it not like the Chatas? Meaning, we know the Korban Ola is not Biduk the Chatas. We know that. We know there's got to be differences. At the beginning of the Ramban, it seemed that maybe Pshat in the Ola is that it's like the Chatas. Just it covers different areas. Chatas covers areas X, Y, Z. Ola covers areas A, B, and C. But they're fundamentally similar items. They just cover different areas. In the second half of the Ramban, I think the Pshat, when he goes V'yitachen lomar, he takes a trip, he takes a detour. And he says, you know what? They are so fundamentally different. The Chatas focuses on fixing the action. There's been a Maisa Aveira done here by a Chatas. By accident, I did a sin which deserves Karis. There is a Maisa Aveira here. That needs fixing. By a Korban Ola, you didn't do a Maisa Aveira. Your problem is you have allowed a lapse to set in your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You've skipped out on the positive mitzvahs. You haven't done Averas. You have not done Averas. Averas need Kapara. Averas need a Korban Chatas. They need the sin to be corrected, or else your soul is wallowing in sin. But skipping out on an Aseh, it's not a deficiency, so to speak, in your soul. It's not that you've done something which needs kapara. You need ritzoi. You need to work on building your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You haven't done a Maisa Aveira. You need to repair the distance that you have allowed to lapse now between you and Hashem. And that makes them fundamentally different korbanos, entirely different korbanos. That's why he starts going off into, and some say it's because of Hirhurei Aveira. Why did he bring that up now? Because he's telling you it's not like Chatas, which need a Maisa Aveira, which need you to do an action of a sin even though you didn't mean it. Hirhur is not an action. There's no Maisa here. It's something in the mind. But you've allowed your mind to go to a place which has now created between a wedge between you and Hashem. So it's not Kapara you need. You need Ritzoi. You need appeasement.
Why don't you need Kapara for the omission of a... required.
There's no Maisa Aveira. There's no Maisa Aveira. There's no Maisa. That's what I think he's getting. I mean, that's the Chiddush. The first side could be saying, no, they're the same. The second side is, that's, I think for the V'yitachen and on, he's saying this, ki ha-shogeg afa pishachet rotzei Hashemu. You're still a rotzei. It's the other person who doesn't do a Maisa Aveira, who's not a person of chet. He's a person who's an eino rotzei. He's a person who him and Hashem have a gap. I think with this you could solve a couple of sugyas relating to an ola, if you take this chiddush to be correct. If you look at the next, in the Maamar Makomos, if you look at page...
And there's no gap for the person who did the Maisa Avera?
What?
And there's no gap for the person who did the Maisa Avera? He needs to close
he
the
has
gap
to repair the sin. The focus there is to repair the... No, because by him there's no gap. You know why? Because he was a shogeg. The Chatas was a shogeg.
Right.
There's no gap between him and Hashem. He has such a good relationship with Hashem. He messed up. It's right. The chet that made a pagam in his soul. He has to fix it. He's like a doctor. He didn't do anything. He just fix it.
And here, if it's a mitzvah asay and there's a gap there, it's b'shogeg then.
B'shogeg, we don't know you need to fix it by an ola.
Right.
That's a good... by the way, that's a machlokas, whether or not by an ola, by a shogeg, by these things... by not putting on film by accident, do you need to bring a Korban Ola? That's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether or not you need to. But based on what I'm saying, it should seem like you shouldn't have to. Marash Mishan says you don't have to. So now, if you look at Zvachim Zayin Amid Beis, Zvachim Zayin Amid Beis is at the top of page 4.
You keep using this example of tefillin. Is it pashut that a person has to put on tefillin every single day?
Yeah.
That I heard something new.
That's Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim has a whole piece on this, that anytime you have a mitzvah, the Brisker Rav, anytime you have a mitzvah which is stated in the Torah without a zman, we assume it's every day, once a day. Okay. That's a whole
or all day in those days.
What?
In those days.
There's a kiyum, it could be all day. But the obligation is once a day. Okay, so the Zvachim, the Mishnah, the Gemara in Zvachim Zayin Amid Beis, has an interesting name for a Korban Ola. It's an alternative name for a Korban Ola. You see over there where the parentheses are? So, above the parentheses, the Tanya, Avar al mitzvahs ase v'shav, if you violated a positive mitzvah, you didn't put on tefillin, and you do tshuva, lo zaz misham ad shemochin lo, el shma mina doronhu. This is the main point.
Right.
Another name for a korban ola is that it's a doron. What's a doron? Right. It's a gift, it's a present. Okay? Tanya nami hachi, we learned similar in a brisa, that Amar Rabbi Shimon, Chatas Lamaba, why does a Chatas come? Lama bo lechaper comes to atone. No, that's not the question. Lama bo lechaper. What do you mean? What's the question? Ela lama bo lifnei ola. Why does it come before the ola? Because it's proklit shenichnas doron achrav. It's like first entering, being a melitz tov, Rashi says. First, make right what you did. Argue on your behalf. Then, meaning get kapara. Then you could start bringing gifts. Then you could start bringing gifts. That's the ola. Meaning, you first apologize for what you've done wrong. That's your sin. Apologize. You hurt someone, right? You offended a spouse. You first sorry. Then you buy the gift. Then you buy the gift. First say sorry. You go straight to the gift. Without the sorry, it's nothing. Because what's the second part? The gift? The gift is now the ritzoy. Now let's repair the relationship. I'm sorry. I messed up. I messed up big time. Now let's repair the relationship. That's the korban ola. It's fundamentally different than a chatas. That's what the Gemara is getting at. This is what the Ramban is getting at. Take a look at another sugya. Sugya vavam and aleph in Zvachim. This is called the sugya of asei da'achar de'la'achar hafrasha. If we're keeping tabs of all the sugyas we learned, here's another. I think we've got maybe 15 we've covered, maybe just passing by. Asei de'la'achar hafrasha. What does that mean? Let's say you separated a korban. You separated an animal. For whatever reason you separated it for. And then all of a sudden, after you separated it, you didn't put on tefillin that day. Can I now use that korban for my korban ola? That's a machlokas in the Gemara itself. On one hand, the Gemara says maybe it's like a korban chatas, which does not work after the hafrasha. It needs to have been designated. The sin needs to have been done before you designated. And the Gemara says, wait a second, maybe Chatas is different. Why? Chatas, you need to use one animal per sin. By an Ola, you could use it to cover, you forgot tefillin, you didn't want to put on tefillin, you didn't want to bench, you skipped a bunch of assays, one Ola will cover the gamut. So you see Ola is different than Chatas. What's this machlokas all about? Mistama, it's the same machlokas. Asei da'achar hafrasha, the suffix by korban ola, is that maybe korban ola is so much different than what's it called? Is so much different than achatas, that an ola, it can cover 9 in one shot. Why? Because it's not fixing the avera, it's fixing you as a flawed person. Meaning someone messes up 9 times with their spouse. Right? 9 times with their spouse. So you don't try to make up each one. That's not what you do. The ritzoy to build a relationship is a general overall appeasement that needs to be done. That's what needs to be done. That's what needs to be corrected. Okay, but as far as fixing the sin, if you broke, let's say your spouse has 9 pairs of shoes and you rode the car all over 9 pairs. So the chatas has got to fix that. It's not, you were good, but I did it by accident. Let me just fix the 9 pairs. You got to fix each one. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. You got to fix each one. The ritzoy is not about that. Ritzoy is you did something wrong. That's not about fixing individual units. That's taking care of the problem.
Sorry, what about the other quadrant of the box? Lo sase demezid.
Well, lafanita klase. You want to get it? Or which one?
You said the ola
covers.
Is the
ase bemezid.
Is the essay b'mezid.
And the lava nitak shalasei. And hiroi vera, that's it, 3.
And you said the ola is the lo sase b'shogeg. I'm sorry, the chatas is lo sase b'shogeg.
Yeah, karz
b'shogeg. What about lo sase b'mezid?
That just stuck.
There's no korban for that at all?
No. Well, you can't bring a chatas. Yamal, there's no korban, there's no chatas for it anymore. You're done. Chatas wasn't made for you. We'll only get chatas, the exact source. I don't remember the source of N. But we know that a chatas can't be brought for mezid. I don't remember the makor for it.
Is there a sort of say why the nature of an essay needs a ritzoy and the nature of a law needs something to fix it up?
You know what? First of all, logically, when you violate a negative, you've broken something. You mamish broken. You've done things, you've broken something. Here, I didn't do anything wrong to you. I just didn't do. The Sheval Tase, I mean, this also gets in, by the way, into the nature of Asse versus Lotase, you know, the famous Ramban, of one is Ava, one is Yira. There's a whole discussion. One is Bechinas Yira, and the other one's Bechinas Ahava. So, it's just, you didn't show the love. You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't show the love. You've been distant. You've been away from me. These are ways of connecting to me, and you've been away. While the negative commandments are, mamish, you went against me. You rebelled against me. Okay. So I think that's a nice, compact way of understanding the difference between Ola and Chatas. And hopefully, imagine on the side of your sitter tomorrow when we get to the Korbanos. It's a basic difference between a Chatas and the Ola itself. Okay? It's,
Thing occurred in the carbon that
to
that? The actual mechanics of...
Yeah. Let's talk about that. We'll talk about that now. Good. Let's talk about the inherent carbon. In the middle of the Korban Chatas, if you go to Perek Dalet Pasuk of Zion. Did I put that in the packet? I hope I did.
Yeah.
I did?
Yeah.
You have a page there?
Yes,
yeah, right here. Underneath the last sugar. Underneath the Gemara with Bachar.
Okay, good.
And I'm sorry, and Asham? Where does this fit?
Separate. We're leaving that out for now.
Why?
We're leaving Asham. Different category. We're leaving Chatas out for now. I'm only talking about Korban Ola. I'm only contrasting Chatas off the Ola. We're going to do Chatas. We're going to do Ola, Chatas, Ashim. That'll be the order, hopefully. So the Chatas, if you look at the Chatas, which is this Perek Dalet Pasuk of Zayin, Ve'im nefesh achas techte bishkaga me'amaretz, if you sin by accident. I mean, that's really the Makor. I said I don't know what the Makor is. I mean, that basically is it. It's saying it's only if you sin by accident. You bring a Bosach mitz Hashem, asher lo tzena ve'ashem, and you're guilty. Right, you bring the korban chatas. This is the makor for bringing the korban chatas.
You mean that's basically the makor?
This is the makor.
Okay.
Good. Excuse my word. Scratch that. Okay, this is the makor. Now, this tells you how to bring it, and what you could bring it from, and which animals. And if you look over here, what you could bring the animals from, pasuk lamed beis, tells you which animals you could bring here. Im keves yavi korban ol chatas, nekeva tmi yaviena. By a korban chatas, you have an option of a female sheep or a female goat. Okay? Female sheep or a female goat. When it comes to a korban ola, you only could bring from male animals. Zachar tam, you can only bring from male animals. Male by the ola, by the chatas, you only have your female sheep or female goat. Now, the Torah uses a different lashon over here, I noticed, when you're talking about the difference between whether using the sheep or the goat when it comes to the chatas. In Pasuk Lamed Aleph, it says that kol chelbo yasik shu esar chelev me'al zevach hashlamim ve'hikdir akona mezbecha l'reach nichoach la'Hashem ve'chiper alav ha'kohen ve'nislach lo. The one who offers the goat, it says the kohen should give atonement for it and it shall be forgiven for him. Right? It should be forgiven for him. That's with the goat. When talking about the sheep in the Korban Chatas, it just says, it does not say, it leaves out that v'nislach lo. It doesn't say the words v'nislach lo. V'im keves l'chad dekev tu yevena, al rosh b'mokav shir yeshach devaloka kohem chatas, is bozev, et kol chel b'chem izbeach shlem, hikter kohem izbeach al ish yashem, pasuk 35, v'chiper, it'll atone, alav akon asher chata v'nislach, no, you have v'nislach there. I'm looking at the wrong pasuk. Well,
one says a keeper alav akon v'nislach akon akatato asher chata. It's the extra
akatato asher chata.
So
there's a difference between whether you're bringing a sheep or if you're bringing a goat. Okay, there's a difference between the two.
We need also to find what's the difference between the female.
Why female? Why male? Why male? Good. We have to make sure I get to that. Now, the distinction here is, the question is, why does the Torah add the phrase asher chata, when talking about the one who brings a goat? So I was looking for an answer for this. I couldn't find much until I found the Mariel Diskin al Parsha, Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin. Always has great, great lumdisha stuff. So the Mariel Diskin says as follows. This is great. If you look at the Gemara in Sota Lamed Beis and Mabeis, it's in the packet. So the Gemara there says, you know the reason why we say Shmona Esrei quietly? The reason we say Shmona Esrei quietly is so not to embarrass a person who asks for kapara for his private sins. Okay? We don't want to embarrass someone who wants kapara for their private sins. They want to daven privately. They want to have a whole confessional out loud. Embarrass themselves. That's why. the
isn't that following Chana?
What? What's that?
It's following Chana.
It's patterned after Chana, but why do we use that as the pattern? The Gemara says, it's the exact Lashon. Why do we use the, here, Tefillah Balachash, why do we still maintain that, even though we learned from Chana? Kedei shelo levayesh et ha'ovrei avera, sheri lo chila kosem mokom en chatas lolam. What's the source for that? The Torah wanted you to slaughter the chatas in the same area of the Mishkan as you slaughter the Korban Ola. The exact same place. Why? In order that nobody realizes that you're bringing a Korban Chatas, we bring it in a way that's similar to the Korban Ola.
That could be male versus female. You can't really tell unless you're...
It gets even better. So the Gemara goes on to ask, wait a second, you can easily discern a Chatas from an Ola. A Chatas is from female animals. An Ola is from male animals, right? So how, by shechting the chatas in the place of the ola, can we delude people into thinking that what they have here is they're not bringing a korban chatas?
Is there an age on it?
What?
Is there an age on it?
Yeah, Tom. But why?
So it's
hard to tell with the growth over there.
It's not a ram. We're
not holding by the animals there.
If it were the other way around, we'd be concerned that people would be embarrassed because the.
You're saying the ola's on purpose.
No, the if
what?
No, if the
the chatas have more busha. Why? Chatas are people who didn't want to sin. They mamished it to their tamimus dika people. They didn't want to sin and they messed up. That's embarrassing. It's like the guy who sleeps.
Missed
the sphere so omer. He's embarrassed.
If zachar
yeah
was only possible for chatas, then people would see a zachar on the mizbeach. And they would say, "Oh, that guy did a chatas." But if they just see,
no, but chatas gets a female.
Right. Chatas gets
female. Ola's male. By the way,
understood. So if you look on the mizbeach and someone's offering a korban, the way things are set up now, if it's a chatas, it could be only a female, right?
If it's chatas female. Chatas female.
Chatas it would be only a female. So if you see a female up there, you don't know whether it's a chatas or a...
Ola?
Ola.
If it's a female, yes you do. Ola's a male.
Ola's only a male?
Yeah. Ola's only a male. By the way, I found the tshuva about what if a rav of a shul forgets to count the omer one night. Now every night in front of the shul, he has to be embarrassed that everyone's going to say the rav forgot the omer. Can he still count?
He's allowed to say it.
Still count. Okay, now, so the Gemara says this. How by what?
I
can't. I'm allowed to lie. Also, if I can do the bracha, no, since a rabbi. Okay, so therefore, how by slaughtering the chatas in the place of the ola can a person think you're not bringing a chatas? So the Gemara answers. Fascinating answer. The Gemara answers that a sheep's tail, since it's long, disguises whether it's going to be a sheep or a ram. A sheep's tail, since it's long, is going to disguise whether it's going to be a ewe. Sorry, whether it's going to be a ewe or a ram, whether it's going to be a female or a male. Tail's covering everything over there. So the Gemara says that when one brings a goat with its short tail, though, it's going to be obvious that it's a korban chatas if you go with the goat. If you go with the sheep, then you're good. If you go with the goat, then no. So the Gemara says, you want to avoid embarrassment, bring the sheep. Don't hack me a chani. You want to avoid embarrassment, bring a sheep. You don't want to be, bring the goat. So the Marsha says, the Gemara is telling you there's an advantage to bringing a goat. Because part of the kapara process is to have a little busha. Fascinating. The Torah did not want to impose busha upon you. So you could bring, quietly, your korban chatas as a sheep. The tail will cover. Everyone will think it's an ola. They won't know the difference, okay? They won't think you're a shlemazel. They don't think you're a shlemazel. However, if you want to really get full kapara, go goat. Go goat. Let everything show. Go goat. It's a funny Yankee. Go goat. Yankee climbing. Go goat. Go goat. Go goat. That's the Gemara. So now here comes Rabbi Yeshua Leib. Oh, it's great. Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin in the Gemara. Brachos Yud Beis Amabez. I have Yud Beis Amabez in the packet there. that if one becomes, the Gemara there says, if one becomes embarrassed because of an Avera he committed, you get kapara not just for your sin alone, but for all of your Averas. All of your Averas, because the embarrassment stops you from doing future Averas, knocks them all out in future Averas in the future. Says when you put A plus B, you now get to C. Now we know the change in Lushan, why it says Asher Chata. When referring to a sheep, it says Asher Chata. It only takes care of that sin, because you're missing the Busha component. But by the goat, when you go goat, then you mamish have the whole Busha component. I'll take care. What? Venislaklo, it's not even, it doesn't say Asher Chata. It doesn't limit it to Asher Chata. It's going to take care of everything. That's a good pilpul, yeah.
I'm just having trouble with one thing that you're making it sound like the person who did the...
Yeah. That's what they, yeah.
The chatas, the person who's bringing the chatas is the one who has to be more embarrassed.
He typically... you're right, let's think about the psychology. He typically is one who's more embarrassed. It was by accident.
But just by the fact that it's by accident, why should he be so embarrassed? You could be like the guy with the axe and bringing it back to chop the wood, and then it flies off. It's not your fault.
But he's looked at him, people when they mess up, they're embarrassed. Why is anybody ever, whenever they mess up or they do a foul power, they're embarrassed?
I agree with his audience. Well, shouldn't a person be more embarrassed that he's saying I purposely did not obey?
In the other case, the guy's like,
why didn't you realize it was Shabbos?
I think you're sort of trailing Shogeg into Ones.
Total accident, he's saying. You're talking about total accident. Shogeg is you were negligent. This is coming for negligence. Come on. Yeah, you're negligent. Good. That's good.
No. I see.
Shogeg is negligence, not onus. Shogeg is negligence.
I see his argument. The other one is more embarrassing. And the guy's saying, look. The other guy's coming and saying, look, I admit that I was purposely. I don't care about putting on tefillin.
Don't just bring an ola for kapara. Also, people bring an ola anytime.
Yeah. Good. We have to clarify that. Thank you. There are other reasons you could bring an ola. You could bring an ola as a volunteer. It's anytime you want to give something totally to God. It's totally consumed. Ola mizbecha. Now you save it. That's the way out. Good.
That's a good teretz.
That's the way good. Shkoyach. Beautiful. Tuvieberg.
Good teretz.
Very good.
That's it.
Very good. Very nice. Shalom al Yisrael.
Ola fixes the relationship.
Is the ritzoy. Is the relationship fixer. So now I want to give you one more. So you have three twists. One is this two ways of looking.
That's why you can bring an ola, not a chatas, you know, voluntarily.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. 100%. Well said also. So now we've done the fundamental distinction between what's an ola and what's a chatas. We looked at the way the Ramban is torn between two ways of looking at it. We looked at the shtickle from the Mariel Diskin, Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin. Now I want to do one more piece, and that's the Hirhurei Avera piece. There's a kasha, and the kasha is as follows. The Gemara in Yoma, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, says, hear this kasha, see if there's many answers to this. Hirhurei Avera, Kashe Me Avera. Thinking bad thoughts are many times worse than the sin itself. The problem with that is Kedushin Mem Amud Aleph. Machshava Ra Ein Amitzaref Lamaisa. God doesn't count bad thoughts as anything. But I thought we just said, Hirhurei Avera, Kashe Me Avera. Which one is it?
Machshava Ra is different than
Hirhurei. Oh. One teretz you can give is that Hirhur is different than Machshava. Two categories. So look at the Medrash Tanchuma. I have the Medrash Tanchuma there in the packet. Anybody have a page number on it?
Six.
Oh. Yelamdenu Rabenu. Ha'ola Amahai Saba. Why does the Ola come? For what? Rab Shimon ben Yochai says, Al Hirhurei Halev. It comes for bad thoughts. V'shenemar v'yehi ki akifu yimei amishta v'yishlach iyo v'yikachem v'yishkim b'boker v'alo olos mispar kulam. Maybe my children sinned in their hearts. And therefore, that's the sign that you bring. And the korban that was brought, the korban of choice in those days, was a korban ola. Okay, vehele olos. Vehishkem boker vehele olos. He brought olos for the sin of the heart. Here, hurei avera. Here, hurei avera. What you see from there is that a korban ola comes through here, hurei halev. Thoughts of the heart. Thoughts of the heart. Now, the Shemesh Shmuel. Yeah.
Which again has to be according to the what we just said, because the Ola is for inaction.
Right, right. That's what the Ramban brought. That's goofy why the Ramban brought it over there. He said that it was fitting into his thesis. He did that straight out. So now the Shemesh Shmuel says as follows. I didn't have it online, so I didn't quote. I have it over here. Dehine amru sheola bal hirhor halev. It says that ola comes for hirhor halev. V'yesh ladaktek hahalo hirhor hu b'machshava shehi b'moach. Hirhor is something of machshava, which is in the brain, not the emotion. Whenever they say heart and brain, the heart means the seat of man's emotions versus the intellectual side of man's emotions. V'lama chazal amru b'chol makum hirhor hayalev. V'gam b'lishna dekrahachi. And why is the pasuk indicating that? V'chol yetzer machshavas libo rak ra hayam. Halo davarhu. It's in the mind. What in the heart? V'nir mezeh dehine machshavas adam keyam nigrash hashket lo yuchal. The thoughts that come into a person's mind are like a unquieting ocean, right? There's no way to silence it. Chol rega v'rega bli. I don't know what hafugos means. Hey, fe, vav, gimel, vav, tav. Yeah, bli hafugos without kilavush yachlofu. Hafugot. Yafeg, to dilute. Good. Without dilution, good. And that's not in our control. God does not judge us for the things that pop up in our minds. Shelo yaleb machshavas in a roy. Al kein eno shayech b'zeh lomar sheyesh b'zachet. God's not going to have a taina with you that something popped into your head. What? Nichnas bo ruach shtus. Some moment of stupidity passed through your mind. Some thought passed in there for a moment. God can't hold you. Your mind is like an ocean that keep without cessation. Sheina Kadosh Baruch Hu ba betronim b'yosav ela ikar shloy adam mesim hamachshava el libo laharher ba. What the Torah doesn't want, God doesn't want, is that you to take this machshava and then bring it to your heart, bring it to your emotion, associate with it. Ukamosha shamati, as I heard from Kavod Avi Admor, belota tiru achrei levavchem achrei enechem, which is from a lashon of the yashuvu mitur haaretz, of taking it from here to there. Haynu shelo yargil v'yapashved machshava zu ela yisalkena techef machshava. Just remove it immediately. Don't dwell on the thought. Don't dwell on the thought too long. Okay? Don't dwell on the thought. That's what the Shem Shmuel says. I found similar by the Dinover. The Dinover Rebbe says, so he asks, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish for machshavas, where a person doesn't have control over them? So he says that there's a difference, machshavas that you pass in your mind versus the ones that you dwell on. And the Pri Tzadik, Rav Tzadik HaKohen of Lublin, on Rosh Chodesh ER, says, Lashon machshava, I have the piece there, but we're running out of time, Shayach lemoach, the Lashon Hirhor is Shayach lelev. So machshava is Shayach to the moach, Hirhor is when already you attach it to the emotions. You bring it home, you concretize it. So you take now the Shem Shmuel, and you attach it to the Rav Tzadik HaKohen of Lublin, and I think now you have an answer to the steer between Kedushin and Yoma. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzaref Machshava Ra L'maisa. That's a machshava that just popped into your head through the moach that just went in. But on something that you dwelled on, Hirhurei Avera, that's something you mamish bepoel, brought in, that already needs kapara. That not needs kapara. That needs something to take care of it. There you're chayiv. What are you chayiv to do? Korban Ola. Now it makes sense. What do we say Korban Ola is? Korban Ola is something you did not by accident. It's gufa b'mezid. It's something you allowed to happen on purpose. A machshava that came into your mind, it can't be an Ola. It's only a hirhuri, a halev, something that you brought down to your emotion, that can get an Ola. Because that's already, you allowed a gap in your relationship to Hashem without an actual maisa. There's no maisa. There's no maisa there. But you allowed a break in your relationship to happen between you and Hashem, but maze it on purpose. And therefore, that's the very nature of a korban ola. And that's why here, hurei aveira, kashima aveira. And that's why it gets that in that specific instance. Okay? We'll stop there at that time.